Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. I am Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York. And I am hopefully going to be joined shortly by my cohorts, Mark Woltz and Heather Roan Robbins. And we are here on the evening of a lovely eclipse in the sky. I'm here alone right now, alone here at the bright red desk. But what we're doing is we're going to talk a little bit about the directions of the heavens and what you can do with them and how you can work with them. And we also take call-ins from our listening audience. And we also invite you to talk to us about what's going on in your life, in the astrology in your world, and how it works. And, of course, because it is the eclipse season, we're finding that there's a lot of energy going on around in the world that's about changing and moving us in new directions and inviting us into a new place, a new space, a new time. So let's talk about what an eclipse is first, and then we'll go into how to use it, what to do with it, and what it's all about. So what eclipses are is when the sun and the moon meet at the same place in the sky, and they meet at what's called the same declination, meaning about above and below the equator. So there's the planets go up to the Tropic of Cancer, then they go down to the Tropic of Capricorn, and then they go up to the Tropic of Cancer, and that happens every year, you know, as we have the seasons changing. And so there's a very strong energy around the shift in the time and the shift in the seasons. And as those shift and change, we are working with this kind of new energy. So what we find with eclipses is all year long, the sun and the moon leave each other notes, little love notes, at the corners when they go by. You know, so sun leaves a note, moon comes by and leaves a note. Sun leaves a note. Moon comes by the next day, leaves a note, picks up the note, leaves a note for the sun. Sun comes by, picks up his note, maybe thinks a day or two, and then leaves a note for the moon. They do this all year long, and then twice a year, they're able to reunite, and they reunite on the eclipses. And when they reunite, what happens is they get together, and one of them goes black. One of them goes dark. So you can kind of think maybe they're getting it on up there in heaven because the moon goes away or the sun goes away. And sometimes just part of them goes away. This is a total eclipse and is taking place across the face of Africa. And in this case, the sun went away. Sometimes it's a lunar eclipse and the moon goes away. So our emotions get set off. This is a solar eclipse that's taking place on the north node of fate or destiny. So it's really calling us to move forward and inviting us into a whole new chapter, a whole new patch of our life, a whole new direction, a whole new feeling, a whole new calling. And so our job with eclipses is to honor that part of what they're for is to encourage us to make the needed changes that we need to make. Because literally, think about it, the sun goes out. His light is blocked by the moon. And for a moment, it becomes night and dusky. And this is an annular eclipse, so it means it has the little corona around it. And the birds go to bed, and the flowers go to sleep. It's like dusk, and then it goes away, and it opens up again. And the path of the sun goes across, the path of the eclipse, the path, of the path called the path of totality, is the path that we're invited to work with in a very profound way, because that's where the action is then for on Earth over the next 6 months. Some people say over the next few years. This eclipse totality is 4 minutes, so it would be the next 4 years. Some eclipses run longer, some shorter. This eclipse happens to involve Neptune, and it's a north node eclipse, so it invites us to move forward. There also are south node eclipses. Currently, those are the ones that are happening in March, and those are the ones where we lose things. So the south node eclipses we release on, and we let go of things. And the north node eclipses we're called to things. We move towards them in a new way. So this is an eclipse that's going to call us to move forward. and invite us to go in a new direction and invite us or to go in the direction that we think we want to go in, because sometimes we're going to continue in the direction we're going in. We're just going to maybe modify how we get there or what we do or how we do it. You know, just a little change, nothing huge, but that it invites us to shift a new direction. In other cases, I had a client earlier today and packing up her life and moving, going off on a new adventure, because sometimes it's a big adventure that it's being asked to. And, of course, it correlates back in 19-year cycles. There's a thing called the metonic cycle, which is every 19 years. So that, which is when the degree happens at the same place in the sky. So 19 years ago, 1997 in September, there was a story that we began. And then in 1978, if you're old, another story. So that's the metonic cycle. There's also a thing called the Saros cycle, which is when this eclipse last took place, which is 18 years and a few days. But the eclipse asks us to move ourselves forward in a new way and to give us an expansion and a new understanding of how things work. So our job with eclipses is just to go. It's like a giant forward motion whoosh. This eclipse is big because it has Saturn squaring the nodes of fate. And as he squares the nodes of fate, the nodes that the eclipse are meeting, the sun and the moon are meeting on, he asks us to make a choice. And he invites us to choose in a new direction or choose in a direction of which way we're headed, choose the direction in which way we're headed. And, of course, because it's a square, squares imply choice, which means we can go backwards, too. We can go in the wrong direction. Hopefully not, but let's talk about how you know if you're going in the right direction, okay? Saturn represents fear. And sometimes our work and our karma and our path in the world. This particular eclipse series is noted for its Neptune on the south node, meaning Neptune is involved in the eclipse picture. So literally right now, Neptune is on the south node of this eclipse and is saying to us, this is a situation that is dissolving and leaving, that you're finished with. Now, what it's shown up for me is quite a few people having things come to light, whether it's a cancer or a drug addiction or a unhealthy behavior set, like Anthony Weiner getting caught sexting one more time, and finally Huma said, you know, I'm done. I'm getting rid of you. So we have the behavior that we've been a little bit compulsive about comes to light, and we go, gee, do I want to continue to support this behavior, or am I ready to change it up and do something else? And really what we want to do is, if we can, change it up and do something else. But the Saturn square to the North Node and the South Node offers us an opportunity and perhaps a sense of, gee, if I, you know, maybe it's safer, maybe it's less dangerous, maybe it's, you know, maybe I shouldn't. And so when we see that, what we want to do is allow for Saturn to talk to us about how we get to where we're going and to talk to us about being brave. And that's his job. He is here to teach us that, you know, we have, you know, that famous saying, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. But right now we can feel a little fearful. It also can feel like it's going really fast. You know, I get up in the morning and I run all day and then I finish. You know, it's like, oh my God, I got to do the radio show. It's like it's going really fast. It feels like the world is spinning much, much quicker. That's the fire. Now, I will tell you, it's going to get faster if that's possible. I don't know how it's possible, but that's what's going to happen this year, because we're going to have Uranus in a fire sign, trining Saturn in a fire sign. So this is our little moment when everything pauses. And we have an opportunity to get things in order, our website, our papers, our filing, our cleaning our refrigerator. I've recently undertaken a go into the cupboards and find out what's in the back of them project, because I'm feeling like I'm trying to be eating healthier, and so I should clear out those things. It's whatever's calling you, and it's going to call you in your Virgo house. So in my Virgo house, it's the second house of my body. So it's how do I build a structure that's supporting me taking better care of my body, right? You're going to have it, and of course, working with clients, working with people. You look at where it is and what your Virgo house is. 9 degrees Virgo is where this eclipse is taking place. And it's setting off this new story, and it's inviting us on a new journey. So watch where it is. I did a webinar on Sunday about the new moon eclipse, about how to work with the energy and give it permission to create in our lives. And so we're having very strong creation energies as this eclipse happens. The other thing that's happening with this energy is Venus just went into Libra. Now, over the last week or so, we had the eclipse on August 16th, which was a very little eclipse. Some people were like, there's no eclipse. 2% of the sun went away. If you're sitting in the restaurant and you're 2% of the restaurant's dark, you can't read the menu. So I'm sorry, it counts. Not a big eclipse, but it counts. But more importantly, it was a 23 of Aquarius, which is where all the Saturn stations have been, where the Mars station was, where the Mercury station was. So the eclipse on the 16th kind of popped us and moved us forward. And people were getting job offers and getting interviews and being requested to do things. And so there's this whole kind of forward motion energy with this eclipse that's kind of pushing everybody forward in their lives. And then this eclipse is Venus recently met Jupiter, and she just went into Libra. So she's going forward to bring to Libra, where Jupiter's going to spend a year. She's going forward to bring to Libra, the sign of Libra, what's going to happen when Jupiter gets there, which he gets there on September 9th. So she's kind of gone ahead with the messages. You know how like you sometimes send somebody ahead and you'll say you'll meet them later? That's what Jupiter and Venus just did. In the meantime, Mercury stopped and he turned retrograde, and he's going back to talk to Jupiter this week, and he's going to be retrograde most of September. And Jupiter's going to say, hey, I forgot this stuff from my other job. Can you bring it back and to Saturn? Can you bring it back and give it to the sun and the moon? So Jupiter is going to give Mercury some messages to bring back to us. Now, of course, with Mercury retrograde, we know what that means is our ghosts reappear. The people from our past show up. They revive. They come back. They're like here. They're chatting. They're checking in. You know, there's a lot of energy with the connection and people returning from your past for you to talk to. So when they appear, talk to them. That's part of your job, is to have this conversation with them and connect in on a deeper level. And then once you've done that connecting, you get the information you need. A lot of times it's kind of a little bit of a life review. You know, you hear from a bad old boyfriend. I had a student of mine, I was in town the other day, and she doesn't live here anymore, but she used to, and we were chatting, and she says, it's like all my exes are showing up, and I'm like, ooh, that's cool, and she goes, what do you mean that's cool? It's like, I'm hearing from all these people. I'm like, well, you know, you're clearing them, you know, you're looking at that one and going, well, that one's done for this reason, and you're looking, so that's good, because that, to my mind, means you're going to bring in somebody new, because you're getting rid of all these old ones. You know, a lot of times when you clean your clothes out, then you get new clothes, you know, or you throw away stuff, then you get new stuff. Same thing with people. You get rid of people, you get new people. She's like, oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. I'm like, yeah, you're bringing in a bunch of new energy. So that's good. So our job with the Mercury retrograde in September is to go back and review what we need to review, so that we're up and running and ready to go full steam ahead when Mercury goes direct. And he clears his shadow October 10th, but Jupiter goes into Libra on the 9th while Mercury's still retrograde. So there's still a little cleanup or a little last little bits of stuff. And with Mercury in retrograde, we do find we really have this need, this desire to throw away things, to release things, to let things go, because we're finished with them, done with them, or we've just kind of had it. And that's good, because that's all about us getting ready for the new thing to come in. So that's a lot of what the eclipse is about. It's about releasing, letting go, moving forward, and giving ourselves permission. And also, the last piece of it is the Saturn square Neptune. Neptune's on the south node, Saturn squaring the nodes of fate, and squaring the sun and the moon, and squaring Neptune. Saturn squares Neptune infrequently. The conjunction happened in 1989. Now, that many years later, almost 30 years later, the closing square is taking place. So back in 1989, the Berlin Wall fell, and Russia fell, and Europe reunited. And now, of course, under Saturn-Neptune, because it's been going on for a year, England is leaving the EU, and we're talking about building walls, whereas we used to tear down the walls. You know, we tore down the wall in Germany, and now Donald Trump wants to build a wall. So we're also putting structures under our life. We're putting Saturn structures under the direction of our life, Neptune, to give us permission to build this next new chapter, okay? And that's going to happen this next month, too, where we finish building the next chapter of our life and we move into it. We start living in it with Jupiter in Libra. We start partnering with it, and we say, gee, I'm partnering with this next chapter of my life. This is what it looks like. Great. And then we go forward with it from there. So there's a lot of energy in the heavens right now about making important choices. Sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming, and when that happens, what you want to do is go internal, take a couple of deep breaths, and quiet yourself, and listen to what your soul wants, and then based on that, give yourself permission to move forward. I recently was on vacation at Omega, upstate New York, and there was a writing workshop that was going on. And, of course, lunchtime we would sit with different people. And I would kind of ask the writing, you know, because they weren't in your group, you ask them, what were they doing in their group? And the one lady said, well, it's really interesting because she makes us meditate for 15 minutes before we sit down to write. And then it just comes pouring out. And I'm like, really? That's really interesting. You know, like you just have to sit there quietly meditating, which is kind of the equivalent to, you know, futzing around and getting your pens and paper ready and doing whatever your ritual is around writing. But I'm like, well, that's a really interesting, because it kind of centers and grounds and focuses you. And then you go, okay, let's go. And then out springs the writing. So for all things now, because Neptune's on the south node, if we go internal and we meditate and we sit quietly, it helps us connect into what we need for the soul. And then, of course, it's on the south node, so it releases something. And it, when it releases, kind of like shooting it out the south node, it shoots the north node forward and the sun and the moon. So when in doubt under this eclipse and for the next few weeks, take a couple deep breaths, still yourself, go quietly internal, focus, breathe, relax, connect to your soul, and then when you're ready, release it and watch it shoot forward into the next level of reality. It's a fascinating time to be alive. It's a wonderful time, actually. We're going to have amazing things coming up ahead. And we also have a really, really busy year. So this is your last, you know, I keep saying this is your last chance. But really, with this Mercury retrograde, you got to get it organized because, man, you got to be able to find the stuff quick after Mercury goes direct. So now we'll take calls from the listeners. There's a couple people that popped in and are on hold. So I will pick up the callers. Okay. Hello, 585-613. You're on the air. How can I help?
Hi, it's Wendy in Rochester. How are you doing, Ann?
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Did you have a question? In there.
You're hanging in there?
Yeah, 2:14:51.
Okay, 2:14:51. Yep.
9:06 a.m. Chicago, Illinois.
9:06 a.m. Chicago, Illinois. Okay, cool. And what's your question?
Well, it's about this. Was the 18th of August the eclipse that happened right on my sun? Did you talk about that?
I did a little bit. Yeah. Did you have a question about it, or did you?
Well, it just seems to me that, you know, ever since then, it's like my fingers in an electric outlet. You know, I just feel charged in a way that is unusual. It's sort of standing out. I wondered if, you know, what having that on my son almost exactly to the degree, it also is, you know, it energizes the Sun-Pluto opposition, right? I mean,
right. I'm yep. Totally energized that. Yep. Yeah, and the eclipse was, it also takes us back to February of 2015 when the sun and the moon met right on your sun. So that was when it got, when we got, the new moon happened. So the new moon in Aquarius in February of 15 was on your sun. So you began something then, and now it's the full moon culmination. And, of course, the eclipse in your chart or the eclipses in your chart are also going to kick up and pick up your Virgo stuff because you've got a Virgo south node. But more importantly, that your chart's very Uranus, of course, is electrifying, and your chart's kind of activated. The other piece that's happening underneath is your progressed Mars is a 23 of Taurus, and your node is a 24, your solar arc nodes. So they got picked up on the square. So the chart's being activated, the Venus, Mars, North Node, South Node, and Scorpio saying, electrify, electrify, what do you want to let go of, what do you want to keep, what's your vision of what that looks like? And so a lot of energy here around, what's important to me, and more importantly, not so much what's important to me, but what is it that's speaking to my soul. And so your job is to say, yeah, that's really speaking to my soul. I feel like I'm on fire. And you are, sun opposite your sun. It activates your sun, and it says to your sun in Aquarius, well, what is it you want? And then you recently had, it still counts because it's at 23, your solar arc Pluto's at 23 too. And your Neptune in fire is at 24 Sag. So your whole chart's got stuff at 23, 24 that all got picked up by that eclipse. So it's big choice points around personal relationships, money, value, how you work, around your sixth house, body health, what you do to take care of your health, pets and animals if involved, eighth house, what's your value to other people, how you're seen, what your value is, and then, of course, your sun and moon. The moon on the Aquarius sun is a marriage of sorts, and so it's an initiation. I would call it an initiation energy, a new marriage. And then, of course, your sun just progressed into Taurus this year sometime, which is huge because then you're really going to feel the electricity in your body more than intellectually. Because as an Aries, you were an Aries for 30 years, so Aries just goes fast. And then the Taurus piece is the solid, reliable, dependable, and so it's, Earth bodies really feel it. When you're a Taurus now, you're really going to feel the electricity. So I would say to you,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. The whole story.
You wanted to say something. The whole story of how you're moving forward is really key. And then you're also at that same day, Mars was on your solar arc, Saturn, your Juno, and your Moon and your Venus, so in your Vesta. So there's like the house is on fire. I would say run out of the house. The house is on fire because there's a lot going on in your chart that's all like, get ready, get ready. So think of it as almost a jangling, right? What did it make you want to do?
Well, it has a different quality from being progressed Aries sun and natal Aries rising. I mean, it feels less irritating than that did, but maybe a little more either grounded or, like you said, a little more physical. It's there, but it has a different quality.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what was going on for you in February of 15?
I keep telling myself I need to keep a new moon and a full moon diary, and I still haven't done it. It's my birthday time. I don't remember when in the month that actually happened, but
it would have happened around the 17th. Yeah, it would have happened around your birthday.
Yeah, just a little after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
it's it's really hard to remember, but I will sit with it.
Okay. And then the other piece is the progressed moon is on your Neptune right now, right? So that's also a lot about emotional clarity and processing. So if you find with all the jangling you're awake, or you need to cry, or you need to do some kind of emotional release. Any pets that are having health issues?
Luckily, Sweetie is happy. She seems a little more subdued, but that could just be getting older.
Okay.
She's not sick. No, she's good. We're good.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I had a client who had it, and her pet had diabetes, and he had it because of a pancreatitis, and it cleared. So he's off the diabetic medicine, and that was what she figured out on this eclipse. And she's a Leo.
Great.
Yeah, she's a Leo-Aquarius mix, like you are. Well, she's a Leo mix, opposite yours. So it hit her pet house, and Buddy got better, you know. So he healed, and he moved into something new. So, cool. So that's
very
pretty
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Let me see if I can get one more in before we go to the end of the show. Hi, 401, I think, maybe. You're on the air. How can I help? Can you hear me?
Hello?
401? Yeah, you're in. Hi.
Hi. This is Jane. And it's
Hi,
September.
Jane.
Hi. September 5th.
Yep.
1951.
1951. Great. What time?
It. 10:46 p.m. in Rhode Island. Newport, Rhode Island.
All right. We like Newport, Rhode Island. All right. And, Jane, what's your question?
I'm looking for my tribe. Am I going to find it?
Am I going to find it? Okay. February 5th, 1951, 10:46.
No, September.
Yeah,
September.
You actually, that right, 10:46 p.m. September 5th, 1951.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Mercury retrograde. I'm screwing up words all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, you have the North Node in Pisces on the edge of the tribe house, meaning right on the 11th house. The 11th house is the house of the tribe and the community that we feel part of. You have a moon in Scorpio, so it's a very private chart. And you're a Sun South Node, Mercury, Venus South Node in Virgo. You're born on an eclipse. On the south node that says, hard for me to find my tribe because whenever I find them, I feel like they leave. Or I feel like I don't fit anymore. Or I feel like I'm there for a while and then it changes and I have to go. Because you're born on an eclipse, a lot of times the chart recognizes change through leaving. Meaning it goes, okay, that's done and now it's time to go. But with the Gemini rising, you always have to do everything twice, which gives a sense of briefness because you have to do it two times. So with the North Node in Pisces, what's happening now is Neptune is moving to be opposite your Sun this year, and it's saying renew your quest, look for your tribe again, try again. And a lot of times this chart can get a little discouraged because it's kind of private and it's not a particularly public person that goes, notice me, so it's hard for you to necessarily find people that you want to partner with or find people that you want to hang out with because you're kind of private. And you don't go, hey, look at me, and then they go, oh, gee, let's be friends. So this year, you're having a lot of energy around with Saturn in the seventh by transit. It's asking you to give yourself permission to go out again. And with solar arc Saturn just going into your seventh, it's saying it's really time now for this to happen. So I would say, yes, you're going to find them. I think you find them by a spiritual community. With the moon and by progression coming to Jupiter in the next month or so, I would get out into things that move fast. Parking lots, cars, Aries places, fireplaces, places where fire happens. Places where matches take place. I mean, it sounds weird, but if you hear of a bonfire or you hear of a drumming circle or you hear of a group meeting around a fireplace or around a fire or you hear of fireside chats, or you hear of matching, you know, things where you can do group environments that involve fire, that's where your tribe is. And they should be showing up this year because your progress moon is getting to Jupiter and Saturn is on your descendant saying, I'm ready for my tribe to appear. So I would say, yes, this is a great year for it. Plus, your Venus finally changed out of Virgo into Libra, so the chart is ready for... Excuse me, I got a little coffee thing there.
Okay.
Your chart is now ready for partnership on a different level than it has been before. Because of its shyness, it's now a little more like, you know, I want to kind of go out more. And also, the sun in the Scorpio piece is kind of finished up. So whatever the work you've been doing the last couple of years around working a lot and kind of feeling like a slave to your work, now the chart wants to be out in the world and create a little more. So it's definitely a good time to look. And with today, right now as we're talking, with the progressed midheaven on your Juno and your descendant, at this moment as we're having this conversation, it says, don't stop looking, Jane. They're out there. You just haven't found them yet. But look in places with fires, firehouses, anything fiery. So you see red stuff. You see a red place. You see a meeting at a place called Chili is a red or pepper. Anything fiery, go there because that's where they are. And it could be like a meetup group meeting at the fire hall, or it could be a group meeting to discuss traveling to faraway places, or a community board meeting to discuss building a new firehouse, or an EMT place. Go to those meetings. The person's there. The tribe is there.
Okay.
Make sense?
I just joined a yoga class to see if I could find, you know, meet new people because I'm in a new area.
Good.
So, okay.
Is it a fiery yoga or a fast yoga?
No, it's just a starting yoga, but I could move up to that. In fact, there's a yoga place called Red Lotus, so maybe I should go there afterwards.
Go to Red Lotus. I like that. Go to the red place, yes. And the reason, for those of you in the audience who like to follow along and figure out what the hell is Ortley seeing, notice her grand trine, her ascendants are both in Leo, trining her descendant and Saturn on that in Sag, and then her progress moon and her Jupiter in the 11th house in fire, grand trine in fire. That's where she finds her tribe. Her question is the ascendant in the third, where are my people? And it's all opposite that moon's opposite the Venus. And she wants the group, the place that she feels connected and at home, where she can feel creative. So that's what I'm seeing, and that's why I told her it'll go for fireplaces. All right, Jane, we're good.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Over.
Have a good time. Bye. Keep me posted.
Okay, thank you. Bye. I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's the show as I start coughing into oblivion. So we'll all catch you next week. Bye.